Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that many times a preacher's greatest opposition may come from within his own church. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Stay true to the word. Just stay true to the word. The preacher should hold fast and make decisions based on the word, regardless of the circumstances, because who is he to be ordained and yet reject part of the word of God? That word should be in his life and clearly governing it. He should have proven faithful to it before you call that kind of a person to be a pastor. Holding fast calls for personal responsibility. If one stands on the word, it will bring opposition. And it will come from people who claim to be of our fundamental stripe. It'll come from people who claim to be just one of you. I think Jude 4 calls it best. He says, they creep in unawares. They're creeps, you might say. They creep in unawares. In other words, the idea there in that verse of creeping in unaware is that they sneak in the back door pretending to be of you. And then they begin turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Hey, we've got liberty. I have liberty to have wine in my refrigerator. Actually, you do. But it's sin. But God doesn't say you don't have liberty to sin. He says that sin is sin, and there's a consequence. It is a terrible sin. Homosexuality is a terrible sin. Lying is a terrible sin. But because you have a free will, you can do all of those things. But it's not right. It's evil. And is rewarded accordingly. And so, again, you turn the grace of God in lasciviousness, you're going to be those that are ashamed at his appearing, if indeed you are saved. Now, those kind can creep in unawares, so always stay true to the word, know the word. Know that God's word can be trusted. The preacher must both stand and withstand. You see, when you take a stand, I have found in ministry that when you take a stand, be ready to withstand, because there's going to be counterattacks from the devil's side. Many different ways, but he will try to attack. And God makes you personally responsible to stand. Now, as he has been taught here in this passage, verse 9, is very, very important. Because a man of God must be taught in the word of God. How can he be your leader when he's not taught in the word of God? So, he must be taught in the word. A preacher that doesn't know the word cannot be a leader of God's people. That's not the kind that you choose. So, So choose the preacher that's going to preach the word as it is, to men as they are, without fear or favor, but speaking the truth in love because he loves God and he wants you to hear it. Now, taught is the idea of he is tutored. The point is they know the word is a sword. But a sword is useless in the hand of a novice. That is why the preacher is to study to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I fear that too many are looking for loopholes to not stand on the fundamentals, especially if they know that if they do, oh, they're going to have some mad parents. Oh, you offended my little dear ones. Why? Because he told them about their lifestyle, told them about their rock music, told them about their immodest dress. And that preacher's just got a dirty mind. No. He's standing for the truth, and your dirty mind is not liking it. So again, he needs to know the word of God. When the philosophy of the religious critics rule the day, the most important weapon a preacher will have is the word, the sword of the Lord, the word. Not conservative political theory or liberal, not moderate logic. It must always be the truth. Truth always trumps philosophy. That is why the word philosophy appears only one time in the Bible, and the word philosophers appears only once. And in each case, it is not in a good way. It's a bad light in which it's shown. See, Jesus said in his high priestly prayer, sanctify them, set them apart for holy use. In other words, sanctify them through thy what? Thy truth. Thy word is truth. His word is light. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. See, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And so as you are thinking of the word, and you're thinking of the leader, pray for that preacher that he'll stick to the word and encourage him when he's taking a strong stand and it's right there in line with the word of God. You encourage that preacher. Now you let him know you are so glad that he's standing for what is right instead of what is wrong. You see, there are some people, and I hate to say this, but there are some people that are out there that try to make you doubt. And they'll say, well, they've got to know what they believe. And so that's why we do that. They've got to be able to give an answer. And so we always throw those things in there. It's almost like it's spiritual to be the devil's advocate. Well, my friend, it's not spiritual. It's not intellectual. And it is one of the most ignorant things that you can do. Sometimes I don't suggest this. I really don't suggest this, but sometimes Sunday school classes have discussion classes. I was visiting in an area, and some people invited me to go to their church, and so I went to their church with them. It wasn't really in line of where I would go to church in a normal way, although it was Baptist. It just wasn't my crowd, because wasn't true to the fundamentals of the faith. They had a discussion class. Everyone, it seems like, had a different version of the Bible, so Everyone thought his version was right, and they all differed one with another. You talk about confusion, that is confusion. I've sat in and seen people when they bring up a question or discussion class and says, well, I don't think God cares if you take a celebratory drink in when you have a great victory, sports victory. Oh, and then they'll add this. Hey, have you ever drunk cough syrup? Then you've had alcohol. Now, I did answer one time. So just to be on the safe side and keep your testimony before those that doubt what you're saying, why not drink a toast of cough syrup? Just drink cough syrup as a toast. So it's really not celebrating. It's using the flesh to satisfy your fleshly needs that you think are fleshly. They are worldly. They're evil. They're wrong. I had one said, I see nothing wrong with a victory cigar or giving a cigar for when a new baby is born and lighting up to celebrate it. I think you don't think anything is wrong if I was standing outside in a spit. But since you don't see anything wrong with spitting, I'll just spit in your house. I'll just spit on your floor. I'll spit in the plates that you eat off of. Well, you'd have a problem with that. Well, then why don't you just grow up and quit trying to turn God's grace into lasciviousness, quit trying to be the devil's advocate, and take another direction. Stand for the holiness, the righteousness, and the purity of our God and Father. You know, this world is swayed more by logic than it is truth. And therefore, logic oftentimes lacks the knowledge of the truth. But it changes, that logic changes when the culture changes. God's word stands forever. It's unchanging. It's God-breathed. And it's always, always right. And it's always true. Preserved for us from the Masoretic and Textus Receptus in the King James Version of the Bible, which is proven to be the right, the best translation into English because it's using the right text. And by the way, those who become the devil's advocate understand one day you're going to stand before the great judge of the universe.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.